Before we start the next Gemara, I had not explained just one Nekud in the previous Gemara. I had not explained it correctly. I'd like to just go over it. We had a member of Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Rab Shimon ben Elazar says even though a person was cut up, let's say even though it was cut off, min akuve ulamaylo, it's possible that they won't die, because it's possible even shaloi b'shas hamake to burn that area, and that could heal it. The chachamim hold davke asakin milubenes, that b'shas the make, it was with a hot sakin, so the hot sakin seems to heal the make, or makes that the blood should not run. But shaloi b'shas hamake, we have a machlokes Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Rab Shimon ben Elazar says even shaloi b'shas hamake, it can still be healed through burning, to placing something hot on it, and the chachamim hold it cannot be healed. So the Gemara asks Akasha, ahu taye de shokol safsire. There was an Arab that went and took a sword, v'gayde legamle, and he cut the regal of his camel, l'mayla min arkuve, v'le'afsikte l'naruseo, and it died instantly. That means it didn't have, it wasn't mafsik, it was in the middle of crying, and then it died. And it died pretty soon. So the kasha is, this is a kasha on Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Rab Shimon ben Elazar said that even though a makir was made and b'shas mais it wasn't kvoi, but you have time later to heal it through kviya. And here we see that the gomel died right after the chituch. So it seems that if it's not done instantly, you can't help. There's no later time a person has a chance to make kviya. That was pshat the Gemara's kasha. Amar Abaye ahi kechisha habya. This was a weak gomel. So this gomel died right away with the makim, but that is not a generality. You could have behemoths and anoshim that after they were cut, there's still time that one can make kviya and it can be healed according to Rab Shimon Elazar. Let us start the next gemara. We hear in the Mishnah, if one witnessed that a chaya was eating up a person, that does not mean anything. One is not permitted to say that he's dead. Oma Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Loishonu Elo Mimokem Shein Nafsho Yoitze. It means it matters what part of his body the chaya is eating. If it's eating up a hand or a foot, Mimele, so you can't say that he's dead. But if it's eating up a evil pnimi, that his whole chias is dependent, the Miri says if it's eating the lev or it's eating the moyach, so then there's no shaila whatsoever, so he's dead. That means, so there's no, so then he can zikha come and say meis baila. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul said, Lo yishonu al mimokim she'ein nafsho yoitza. It is eating a chelik of the body, which one doesn't die instantly from such an achila. Avu mimokim she'ein nafsho yoitza me'idim. That's one member of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, another member. Shochat boy shnayim oyroiv shnayim. What is if a person, both of the simonim were geshochten, or roiv of both of the simonim were geshochten? Uborach, and you saw him run away? after was geschachten, this geschachten person runs away, is me'idin, you can say edis, that he's dead. That means this person will not live too long. Let us say, for example, by the next hour he'll be dead already. So Mamele, by the time you come to Bezlin and say Meis Bailam, Bezlin give a heta, you can be assured that he's dead. Eini, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. The Gemara understood now that he's he dies right away. For Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Shochet Bo Shnaim, Eroiv Shnaim, Verimeis, Vomar Kiswa Getle Ishta Reilo Yichtavu Viyitnu. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said a person that was geshochten and he was meramez to give a get to his wife. So you can give the get and write the get and give the get. So you see he's not dead. So how can you be made that he's dead? So the Gemara says, Chayu v'soifoy lomus. That means not that he's dead right away, but he'll die pretty soon. That was the Moshal gave us in an hour. By in an hour, he'll be dead already. So if he can chap a rein and write a get and give a get, matoy v'manoyim. But you can come to say edus that he's dead because since it's seif olamos, he'll die pretty soon. In a short time, he'll die. So you can come and say meis bailo. Elo meyato. So the Gemara asks, if that is true, that he dies in a very short time, Yehei Goyle Al Yodoy. So if one shechted someone, and so he should go in Beshoigik, he should go in Golas. Alomo Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Shochat Shnayim Erev Shnayim, Areze Einoi Goyle. So we'll see in Tosfos what the Gemara's Havamina was, but the Gemara held now that if he dies in a short period of time, he should zicher go in Golas. The Gemara held that Golas is totally in a Misa La'alta, and it will die in a short period of time, so that's called a misal alta. So therefore, why doesn't he go in Golas? So this is Akasha and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, so itmer alo omar aveshaye chayshin en shema ruach bilbalto inami shema ihu kirev misosa. So Aveshaye says, no. The reason why he does not go in Golas is not because it'll take a long time for him to die. No, Shmuel is right. He'll die in an hour, he'll be dead already. Why doesn't he go in Golas? Because there's another problem. By Golas, the halacha is that his death has to come about through the pe'ula of the makeh. And if some other thing became mitzurif and was mekarev the misa, that means let's say a wind came, or he was shaking very much, in the shaking alone, he was mefalches, and that alone was mekarev his misa, that means out the shchite, he should die in an hour. He shechted him, let's say 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, he should be dead. So if he dies 1 o'clock, that's good. But we are afraid maybe a ruach came, or he himself was mefalches, and that brought about that he died 12:30. So it comes out that the Gmar Misa was not through the makeh, and by Golas, there's a loche, that the Gmar Misa has to be through the makeh. So that's why he doesn't go in Golas. Chayshin en Shema Horuach Bilbaltoi, Inami Shema Iyu Kirev Misosoi, that he himself was Makav the Misa by shaking very strongly. My Binayu, what is the difference if the reason is Altsoruach or Altspilches? The difference will be the shochtei bebeiso de shisho. upolches. Let's say he was geschachten in an insulated house, in a marble house that winds do not come in. So memele, if the tam is, you're afraid, shema ho ruach bilbaltai, a ruach will not come into a marble house. But if the tam is that he was mekarev misosei through pirchas, yes, that could be, that he was shaking, could be the shaking was mekarev the misa. Inami, or I'll tell you another nafkamina, the shachte beboro, he shechted him not in an insulated house, he shechted him outside. Voloi pochis, but he wasn't shaking, he wasn't jumping. So if the, so the time of kirev misosai, you kirev misosai, as the pirchis, there was no pirchis. The time is as maybe a ruach came, a ruach could come. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi uborach hanishchat. And the nishchat ran away. We didn't see him. So Rav Yehuda Mishmur said, you can be made that he's dead. So the Gemara understood in the beginning that he dies instantly. So the Gemara said, Rav Yehuda Mishmur himself had said, that if he's meramis to give a get, yichtevu v'yitnu al mekechai marzikin, and he's a chai, he can make a shliach to give a get. Meshani chayu, you're right, he's taka a chai. Lefikoich gitoi get. But v'soifoi lomus, but eventually he's going to die, hilkach meidim. You can come and say, hey, this, that he's dead, because he will die pretty soon. Elamiyato, hoyul uvada yomus. If that is so, the way you're saying, v'zicha going to die, ye goyle ha-sheuchtoi. So if someone shechted him, he should go into golus. Now how do you have a shechita b'sheugig? Im nofal sakin miyodoy olov, that a sakin fell from his hand, Vishachtoi, and it shechted him. So the din should be, he should go into Golas. Allah matanya ein goyle. Vafilu meis, shemo machmes dovarache meis. He says, we are not sure that the shechitis base simonim brought about misa. Could be something else brought about misa. So we see from this halacha, that a person can be geshochten and he won't die. That's a rashulon's pshat in the Gemara. Al yodoi bishviloi. One does not go in golos bishviloi. So the Gemara says there is a different reason. Maybe the ruach is mevalbo, machmas ruach meis. Hilkach legabi golos pota. That means his zicha will die in an hour, he's dead already. But we're afraid maybe the ruach or his pirchis was mekarev misosei. Ayidei she pirchis yoisa midai, he was shaking more than usual meis. Ilkach en goylam kein meis tachas yodoi. Yoni goes in golos if I know klo that he was the direct tzibbe for his misa at this time. The Gemara says, what's a nafkemine bebeisa de shisha, she ain't sham ruach. No, a ruach, a wind cannot enter this house. Lalishne de ruach bilbalto. If the reason he does not go in golus is because a ruach was mevalvu och a goyle, the ain't kan ruach. Umach mosoi mei, so he died because of the sheichet. Lishne du kirev es misosai, because of the pirchas, ene goyle. Ergasine ninami bedabre v'loi pirchas. Let us see Taisus. Elo ma'ato ye goyle al yodoi. Lishmuel, what is the kash? It's a kash and shmuel. Lishmuel de choshev lei meis kaporech. Shmuel says, I can assume that he's going to die. The kivin de mesu, since he's going to die, Yesh loy libloy, so then you should go in Golos. The Salke Daitach, the Gemara held, Taime Techayiv Ligloys. One is Mechuyiv to go in Golos when? Lefisha Meis La'alta, because he dies soon. Avo loy Meis La'alta, loy Yischayiv Golos. Then you're not Chayiv Golos, even if he died because of him. The Lishne, because it says in the Parsha of Golos, the Vayomois, the Siv Gabi Golos, Mashmelei Shemeis La'alta. It seems that he died La'alta pretty soon. So that's how the Gemara understood why Shochat Roiv Shnayim is part of Golos, because he doesn't die quickly. But if Shmuel is saying that you're permitted to say Meis by law, so that means you can assume that by the time you come to Bezdin, and you'll be Matah, he's Zichet dead, so that's considered Meis La'alta. So why doesn't he go in Golos? That was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Leslei Hashta Hodam Rinem Beperik Elonaris. So according to the Gemara, that the Gemara assumed now that in order to go into Golos, you have to die in a very short time, La'alta. So this Gemara is not like the Gemara in Perik Elonaris, Venika Hamake, B'shoigik my venike venike migolos. The Gemara wants to say pshat in the posik. V'chi yiribu nanoshim v'hike is esh v'hiko ish esrayeyu be'evenoi be'egroif. V'nofal mishkov. So there, that posik says that the two people were fighting and he felt, and he's lying in bed. So it says if it's v'yokom al mishantoi, if he gets well, he's permitted, he can walk around, then v'niko hamake. If he never gets out of bed, and he dies eventually, then it's not v'niko hamake. So the Gemara in Ksubi says that this posik v'niko hamake is speaking about golos. So what does the posik tell us? That if a person hits someone, b'shoigik, and he never got out of bed and eventually he died, he goes into Golos. If he gets out of bed, he doesn't go into Golos. So you see from that Gemara that Golos is not dependent in a Misa La'alta. He can die 20 years later. He's also Chayiv Golos, as long as it wasn't Kamal Mishantoi. So Taisva says, the way our Gemara understood now, when our Gemara asked Akasha and Shmuel, so it's not like the Gemara in Ksubas, according to the Maskana, there's no problem. The problem is now. Now it's not like the Gemara in Ksubas. Avol ein loyma. Taisva says, you can't say a different shot. The Mishum Ruach Bilbaltoi Eikirev Misosoi Ein lonu lepoitroi kivin shemeis la'alta. Maybe the Gemara held something else. Not the Gemara held that he has to die right away. No, that's not a t'nai from Golos. He can die in 20 years also. No, the Gemara held as follows. That the Gemara knew that the reason he's part of him Golos, because maybe kirev misosei or ruach bilbalta. But the Gemara held if he's already going to die in the next hour, so he's already a gavra ktila for an hour later. So then ruach bilbalta or kirev misosei should not play a factor. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So why should that play a factor since he's going to die in the next hour? Avalein loy mit dem shimruach bil balte yekir mi sos ein londo le poitroy kiven she meis laut da katile yedine lan ni time with the bob cloud wasn't aware of these reasons of pattering golos. Taishinon Shema Ruach Bilbalt, Vidavke Begolus. By Golus is such a loche that his pula has to be the cause of bringing Misa. Veloi b'Misa Kedefrishes. But by Mezid, by killing somebody, there is no chesorin of Ruach Bilbalt. Ho the Omar Venika Hamake Migolis. So yeah. Yeah, I skipped over a line the previous day, so just see this. Vafal pi shechayv misa b'meizah, the filu loy meis, by meizah yechayv, a filu loy meis la'alta la'achaz mama. Rubi yeshchilik b'misa la'golos, keich edem afligi b'edach yirido l'edach ariyah, gabi golos v'loy gabi misa. Taisva says, the Gemara that Havamina held that the Misa B'mezid is not the same aloha like Misa B'shoigig. Misa B'shoigig after Meis La'alta, there it says V'yomais, and Misa B'mezid could be if a lady dies much later. Osnalatzich Hashini Shemeruach Bilbalte, so they says V'davke B'golas. By Golas, there's such a aloha that if it's Ruach Bilbalte, it does not go in Golas. V'davke B'golas, V'loi B'misa K'defrish Yisrael. If it was holach al mishante, but holoi holach al mishante afapisha shah harbe chayiv golis. So that means if a person was 20 years in bed and he never got out of bed and then he died, so the yenis chayiv golis. Aye, let us be afraid. Ruach bilbalte. Let us be afraid that pircheis v'kirev misosai. Yikolamei mekigain deleke bilbo de ruach and v'beisa de shisha v'loi pircheis klal. Period. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah as follows. That one can say edus, Ein meiden ella ad gimel yomim, till 3 days. Till 3 days, the tzure of the face does not change. So memela one can say edus. After 3 days, you can't say edus anymore. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovis said in the Mishnah, there's not a shir of 3 days. Loi kol ha'odom, V'loi kol ha'mokim, v'loi kol ha'shoi shovim. It depends what kind of a person he was. It depends where he died, where he was lying, if the sun was shining directly on him. It matters what the weather was, if it was a hot day or a cool day. So we hear for Amach Loikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kame, is the shir 3 days? Or are there other shiurim? You have to look the weather, the place, the type of person. So now let us see the Gemara. Iboyelohu. So the Gemara clears a shaila. Gab Yehude ben Bove lekule polik oy lechumre polik. Gab Yehude ben Bove says that the shiur is not 3 days. So what does he mean to say? Lekula polik, he means to say sometimes it can be 4 days if he was in a cool place. If he was a thin person, he could hold for 4 days, for 5 days. Or lechumre polik, or maybe Pshat Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is that's for sure. After 3 days, zicha, you cannot be mayor to him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, who tells you 3 days is enough? It matters what the weather is, it matters how fat he was. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Toshma. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. Dahu gavre de tove bekarmi. There was a person who drowned in Karmi. Vaskuo, and they brought him up abe hadye. After 3 days, he was taken out of the water. And Ravdimi Minerdo married off his wife. Now this was after 3 days. Our Mishnah says they can only recognize him in the 3 days. Visu, another kasha. Ahu gavre de itve bedigelas. There was a person that drowned in the gelas. Vaasku ad gishro de shvistene. And they brought him up on the bridge of Shvistene. Ve'inseve rove lidvisu. And Rove married off his wife, Apume de Shushvini, through the aidis of his Shushvinim, Lebosa Chamisha Yoimi, after 5 days. So how does this stem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says he can only be Makir till 3 days. Yamrit Bishloime Lekule Polik, if you'll say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova was Makel more than the Mishnah, so Pshat is as follows. The Mishnah, the Tanakama holds, he can only be Makir 3 days. After 3 days, the Tzurit changes. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova says, no, the Shir is not 3 days, he could be Makel, sometimes more than 3 days. So if you'll say like this, so then Al Kaponim will say that they were Seimech and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. And that's why they were Mater and Isha to get married after 5 days. Eloi Amrit L'chum Repolik. But if you'll say that everyone holds 3 days, 3 days is the maximum amount. After 3 days, Yizicha cannot be marry her off because the body changes. No, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova was machmer. He said that afilu toich gimu yomim. If it's a hot day, if the sun was shining on him, if he's a stout person, so then you can't be married even less than 3 days. So inu da ovid keman. So how could they be matter after 5 days? After 3 days? So the Gemara says, Shani Maya de Tzomsi. So the Gemara says, let's look at the case. This person was in water. Water shrinks in, water prevents that the body should blow up. So Mimela, so that's why they were able to be matter after 3 days. The Mishnah is speaking about if he wasn't in water. So then the normal process is that by 3 days he's blown up already. But here, since these people were drowned, so water is mitzames, it shrinks there's a koyach of tzimus, of shrinkage, that prevents the body from blowing up. So the Gemara says, v'amrit, we learned before, maye marzumake. We learned that water enhances the pain of the makeh, and it seems the pain becomes greater because of the water, it seems that can also bring about a shinui in the gufa adam. So water is not a preservative. Water is a mekalkel. So the Gemara says, "Hani mili heched de ike makeh." That is true. If there is a wound in the body, so then the water makes the pain much greater, and that will change the tzura of the nifta. That's when there's a makke. Avol heiched de leke makke, but if there's no makke, so then mitzmes tzomis. So then it shrinks the nifta. Vahani mili dechi aske chozye b'shaite. Now the Gemara says another halach. That what we say, that water prevents that the may should blow up, that is dafke, that after he was taken out of the water, he saw him right away. So we say like this, so even though in 3 days there is a process in the gufa mace which creates that he should blow up, That's an internal process, and that works in the water also. But externally, the water prevents from him blowing up. So if you look at him, as soon as he's taken out of water, you can have still a true picture of what he looks like. But what if he was left out of the water? That means, let's say he was 5 days in the water. So if you looked at him right away, you have a true picture of what he looks like. But if he was left over an hour, so then mitvach tofach, then he blows up already. So that means that 3 days of death have a, make a change. But in the first hour, the water holds back and he shouldn't blow up, but afterwards he blows up. So you have to look in the first hour. Let us see Rashi. Lekula polik, the kama tanekame, the tanekame said, ein meidim ela ad gimul yomim. The tanekame said, that you can only say Eidus for 3 days. V'osa Rabbi Yehuda l'meima. Rabbi Yehuda said, yesh lecha odom oy mokoim oy sho, sheini moilin if foya, will not blow up. Ulishtanis. V'yoche lohoid afilu la'acha gimul yomim. You can say Eidus after 3 days. Oy lechum repolin. So memele, so he's mekel. Eilachum repolik, the koma tanekama ad shloisha yomi meidim. The tanekama says, till 3 days you can say eidus. V'osi yulameima, it's not true. There's no guarantee that in 3 days they'll look the same. Pomim shefilu teich shloisha ein meidim. Sometimes it could be that even in 3 days you can't say eidus. The goof can change in 3 days. After 3 days. The tzomsi, it shrinks the tzura of the ponim. It doesn't let the body blow up. Ulishtanis and change. Eichedike make, moke ma make, if there's a make, marzu. Mach be the make, it makes the pain greater, v'neifeach, and that will bring about swelling. Mitvach tofoch la'ache shemal noisul yaboshe, umishtanis surose. Then is mishtanis surose, then the tzura changes. I would just like to mention a shtickel ha'orer we have learned before, the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, we had mentioned, the Shmaitzer says that the Rabbeinu Tam, said the whole din of Shloisha Yomim is dafke if a strange person is saying Eidus on the Tzuras HaPonim. That means the person who is Meid al Misosoi does not know who this person is, but he's explaining his forehead is like this, his cheekbones are like this, his nose is like this. So the whole Yidia of Misosoi is through Simonim of Tzuras HaPonim. So then the Rabbeinu Tam said that after 3 days, the simonim are not accurate. But Rabbeinu Tam says, if a person recognizes him, you know the nifter and you see him, so then it can be 5 days later. So the whole tzuras, the whole halacha of 3 days is only when you have a person who's made on simoni ponov. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. So, L'chaire, what was the case over here? I had a shtikel ha'ore. It says over here by They brought him up. Beinsevei rove ledvisei apume dishushvini. The Sheshvinim recognized. L'chay the Sheshvinim knew what he looked like. So l'chay, how does this stim with the Rabbeinu Tam? The Mordechai brings down the Rabbeinu Tam on this Gemara, and the Rabbeinu Tam himself says, L'hoya boy tviyas ayin, ela besimone tviyas choyt maya parzuvi. The Rabbeinu Tam says on this Gemara, lo, that's the whole story. If they recognize him, he's no shaykhis at all with our Mishnah. So it's very interesting why you needed Sheshvini, Apuba the Sheshvini, or to say that the Sheshvini themselves did not have a Tviyas Ayin in him. The Rabbeinu Tam is misupik if Nechbal Ponov, if we need 3 days or not. So if Nechbal Ponov is only good for 3 days, so then we can say it's Nechbal Ponov. And they say, because normally when a person is the water so long, so the fish start chewing up his face, so it was Nechbal Ponov. But the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam and Mordechai, Lehoye boy tvi yisayin, Ela besimone tvi yischoit mei parzufoi. So why does it say that it was Sheshvini? It's a little modern. Lekula polik oy lechumra polik. The Gemara klaus a shaila if Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is mekel or machma. So Tosfos says vachinami motzel amivi. Bein lekumra, bein lechumra. Could be there's a third side that he's saying mekel and saying machma. Sometimes less than 3 days you can't be makel, and sometimes more than 3 days you can be makel. Lakati loy poshit loy my the boy. He wasn't poshit the first shiloh, so then we can't go further. That means what's not, is he Makel or is he Machmer? So if you'll prove to me he's Makel, could be he's Machmer also. That'll be another Shiloh. But that the Gemara was never first. Poishet is Shiloh. Zot the Gemara weiter. Nofal lemayim. A person fell into water. Bein sheyesh lehem soif. Bein sheyesh lehem soif means that a person watching can see where the water ends on all four sides. So that means if the person got out of the water, he could see. Because there's, it's surrounded by karka on all four sides. So then he would know if he got out. Bein she'ein lahem soif. Or he fell into water. That the person who was observing how he drowned, he cannot see where the water ends. So could be, we'll see later, if he can't see where the water ends, could be he went further down, and he got out of the water further down, and he couldn't observe it. So two cases, bein sheyesh lam soif, bein she'ein lam soif, ishto yasura. Now, yesh lam soif is a meyudik echidish. That means he was standing there, and he was waiting, the maximum amount of time that a person can live on the water. See, the Miri says it's 3 hours. Al koponim, he waited there 3 hours. Yesh lam soif, no one came out of the water. Ishta yasura. So the Tanakame is the Samir de Kechumre, that Ishte Yasure, afilu by Yesh Lam Soif. Omer Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi brought a raya to the Saloche. Maise be'echot shenofal le'boir ha'godol. He fell into the boir ha'godol. And the boir va'olo, and here you can see where the boir ends. Va'olo la'ache shloisha yomim. After 3 days he got up. So you see that a person can be 3 days in water and still be alive. Omar, that's what Rameyah holds. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Maise Besume Sheyogad Litvel Bemaora. There was a Maise with a blind person that he went into a Maora to table himself. V'yorat moishchoy achot. And then a person who had intentions to pull him up went afterwards to make sure that he shouldn't drown. V'shohu, and both of them waited there, none of them came up, k'day she'teitzei nafshom, so they waited the time it would take for a person to live underneath water, I mean, so they told 3 hours, V'siyuas nisheiseyim, and they married off their wives. V'shuv ma'isa, another ma'isa. Ba'asya, be'echod sheshulshuluhu liyam. He was a deep sea diver, and they went and they lowered him into the yam, and there was a rope tied to his foot, and then he was underwater long enough, and they started pulling up. And only his foot came up. The rest of the body didn't come up. So the Chachamim said as follows. We'll see in Rashi, this is speaking Mayim She'ein Lemsoi. So if he drowned, if he didn't drown, that they were unable to know, because they were unable to see on all four sides what had happened. But there was another factor over here. Did he bleed to death? So the Chachamim said like this, Mina kuva lamaylo, if the foot that was schlepped out of the water, that was taken out of the water, that's above the knee. So he's zicha bled to death. He's zicha not alive. It's tinose. So his wife is allowed to get married. Mina kuva lamata, but if it's from underneath the knee, from the below, it's below the knee, is loiti nose, then she's not allowed to get married, because the drowning we didn't witness. It was mayim shein lem soy, and else the bleeding, since it was minar kuvo, lamata was below the knee, so he wouldn't die from that. Let us see Rashi. Sheyesh lahem soif, lekam en fore sheikhi domi. Ish de yasure. His wife is also, and Rameyer holds that ish de yasure for le yesh lahem soif. Shema. La'acher perishosoi misham yotzov holachle. Maybe they were watching and waiting, and they were under the assumption that Izich had drowned already. And after the observers left, maybe the person who was underwater the whole time, after the observer left, he went out of the water. The sover Rameya odom yochel lichyois velishois b'mayim yoyim oyoymayim. A person can exist in water 1 day, 2 days. So Mimele, so you were standing there and you saw that no one came out. That doesn't mean anything. After you left, could be he came out. More mayim sheyesh lam soife. A more cave is a mayim sheyesh lam soife. Upolig Rabbi Yosi is chaylik. V'omar, and he holds ishtoi muteres, his wife is mutter. The Kosova, he holds ein odom yochelishes b'mayim kolkach. A person cannot remain in water so long. Ve'im ishum shema yotzo la'altos. If you're afraid he got out right away, ein zuch shosho. De'hinofik ha'vechosele. Since it's mayim sheyesh lam soif, if he would have gone out, you would have seen him. So memeila, so since you didn't see him, so you can be assured that he's dead. Avu b'mayim she'ein lam soif, moide Rabbi Yosi da asura. Mayim she'ein lam soif, Rabbi Yosi is moide. Shema yotzo la'alta lemelchei. Maybe he went further down, that he went out of your vision, out of your sight. V'lei ro'u. So what happened later, you didn't see him. So it could be Taki, he got out in a later mokim, but that's after your shiri, you can't see so far. Minakuva lamata, oil v'yochel lichyois, since he could live, minakuva lamata, loiti nosei. Shema yotza v'lei ra'uda, mayim she'en lam soifem. This was mayim she'en lam soifem. Let us see, Tana Rabon, nofal lemayim, if a person fell into water, bein she'yesh lam soif, bein she'en lam soif, ishta yasura divrei rameh, that's what rameh holds. V'chachom im oimrim, mayim she'yesh lam soif, ishta imuteres, v'tzmayim she'yesh lam soif, ishta imuteres. V'she'en lam soif, ishta yasura. Heichi domi mayim she'yesh lam soif. What is called mayim she'yesh lam soif? Omar Abaye, kol she'oimei v'roye me'al baruch oiso. A person, where he's standing, he can look at all four sides of the water and he sees the mokim where the water ends. So if the person got out of the water, he would have seen him. And if he didn't see him, so tzaraya, he drowned. Now the Gemara brings a very interesting maisa. Ahu gavre. There was a person, the tove be'agma de samki. Now agma was a type of a swamp. Inseve ravshilo ledevisu. So Rav Shila went and he married off. Rav Shila went and married off his wife. Omalei Rav Lishmuel, that someone drowned in the Agam. And we'll see an Agam is Mayim She'en Lahem Seif. It's an Ein Lahem Seif. And they came to Rav Shila, and Rav Shila said his wife is permitted to get married. His wife is permitted to get married in Mayim She'en Lahem Seif. Omalei Rav Lishmuel, that's a shrek lechezach, such a meiko. He's meiko by Mayim She'en Lahem Seif. Ton nishamtei, let's put him in cheirem. Azah poisik, he's meiko by Mayim She'en Lahem Seif. Let's put him in cheirem. Omalei, so Shmuel said, wait. Nishalach lei bereishah. First, let's send them a letter. Before we put the person in cheirem, let's send them a letter and find out what his reasons were. Let's not put him in cheirem right away. Sholchu lei. So they sent him a letter. They sent him a few letters. The first letter, they asked him a question. Mayim she'en lem soif ishtoi asure oimuteres. What is the din? Mayim she'en lam soif. Is his wife muta or osa? Sholach lehu ishta yasur. Mayim she'en lam soif. The wife is osa. You can't marry her off. Question number two. V'agma desamki. Mayim she'yesh lam soif. Or mayim she'en lam soif. What is the agma desamki? Is this yesh lam soif or ain lam soif? Sholach lehu. So he answered, mayim she'en lam soifu. So now we hear from this Rav, he said two halachas. One halacha, he said that Mayim She'en Lahem Soif is osa. Number two, he said Agma Desamki is Mayim She'en Lahem Soif. And he was still matter this lady. So the Gemara asks, Umar my taima ovetochi. So why were you matter her? So he answered, Mita Teina, I made a mistake. Anosovri, I held. Kivin de kovu vekaimi, kimayim sheyeshlam soiv domi. That since it's standing water, there's no current, so this is equivalent to mayim sheyeshlam soiv. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, he was under the impression That what we're chayish maim she'en lam seif. A person is standing and he sees, he's watching and watching, and no one is coming out. So we're afraid maybe after his moki maria, the person went out. How can he get there so fast? So pshat is, we are chayish that maybe the current brought him down there. You don't know how fast the current is going. So that's why by mayim she'en lam soif, there's a possibility that he went out of his sight and he's still alive because the current can bring him there. Ma she'en kein, mayim she'yesh lam soif, so he should have seen him. Or if it's kavu v'kaimi, it's water that's not mayim chayim. It's water that stands in one place. So there's no current over there. If there's no current over there, so memela, it's impossible that he should have gone so far before he sees him. That was the hava mina of Rav Shila. That was the hava mina of Rav Shila. Lemaise, why did he make a mistake? So the Miri explains, even though there's no current, but there are waves in an agam. The wind can create waves. So memela, a wave can push him. So if a wave can push him, so memela, so then it has a loch of maim she'en lam seif. Let us see Rashi. Me'aberu chayser, kegoin ma'oro meleya mayim, v'roye she'neifel shom, v'roye she'nofel shoye shom, v'chdei she'nyochel yischai. And a person who sees him waits till he can't live anymore, she'nyochel yischai b'soich ha'mayim, u'boloi, then he comes and says, hey, he said he's dead. Agma de samki, agam shaloi seimokim, agam marsh pelaza, marsh. Oymed ben koimoy. Ve eina mayim chayim, kemayim shiyeshlam seif, tomi. So it's equivalent, kemayim shiyeshlam seif. Shein yocha loshet apneim lamechik, he can't get there too far. Hilkech im isa de solik, if he ever got out, have a chozile. Cause there's no current that could have brought him there. Gali ashpelu lemokim rochek umisham yotzos. He said, "There's waves, even though there's no current. There's waves." So that's how he made a mistake. Now we'll see something very interesting. So what was the mice over here? Rav had wanted to put Rav Shila in chayre. Shmuel told him, let's first find out what his reasons were. They sent a letter, they found out that Rav Shila's an Eloch Yid, you don't put him in Cherim, he made a mistake. Korei Shmuel olei de Rav. So Shmuel said about Rav, lo yeune le tzadik kol oven. That because of the tzidkis of Rav, that is why he was nitzel that he didn't put him in cheirem. Kori Rav olei de Shmuel, so Rav said about Shmuel, uchue beroiv yoyitz. The chue comes if you take eitzes from other people. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll explain this gemara. Lo yuune le tzadi kolovin. This takola did not occur to Rav. Says Rav Shila, it was not menada Rav Shila. That I was nitzel from the mitzel. Because I took an eitzah of Shmuel. This is a meiradiki gemore. I saw in the Haggadah of Arz Elavonim, they bring down from Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz said as follows. So, Shmuel told Rav, what was the reason that you were nitzel? So what do you mean what the reason was? Because Shmuel told Rav, wait, hold your horses, don't be mishamatim. Wait, let's ask him. Shmuel did not say that. Shmuel said, you know, the whole idea that I had, that was in your schus. Lo yu'une le tzadik kol oven. Since you're a tzadik, so I thought of this, I told you. But the reason is, in your schus, you're a tzadik. And Rav said, no, it's not my schus. Chua b'rayv yoyitz, I listened to you. That's why it was nitzel. This reminds me of a story. They say over once the Chazon Ish visited the Briska Rav in Yerushalayim. It was the first time he visited with him, and he spoke with the Briska Rav, and then and afterwards he left. Then people asked him, what was your impression of the Briska Rav? So the Chazon Ish said, Briska Rav? The shchina root by Amenstock. The shchina is there. In the house you can see the shchina. That's what the Chazon Ish said. No, that was a statement. Chazon Ish had such a statement, so that statement got, went like wildfire. People were talking. The Chazon Ish said that the shchina root in the house of the Briska Rav. Finally it came back to the Briska Rav, what the Chazon Ish said. So the Briska Rav said, Emes, when the Chazon Ish was in my house, I felt that the Shechina was here. That's Gedolei Yisrael. That each one attributed that the Hashros Hashechina was because of the other one. That's the same thing over here. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya, Omar Rabbi. Meise b'shnei b'nei Adam mechamrin machmoirin b'yardim. There were two people that were setting up traps in the yardim for fish. V'nichnas echad mehem l'mechila shel dogim. And one of them went into a mechila, a tunnel that fish make. We will see that the fish make on the banks of the river, they make a tunnel. And there's a tunnel there. And we'll see the tunnel is partially under the water level and partially over the water level. That means that's their tunnel. So he went into this tunnel. He was busy being Isaac and making traps. He went to this tunnel. Vishokocham, it seems it was a big tunnel. And the sun went down. And he did not see the opening, so he's stuck in a tunnel, and he doesn't know how to get out of this tunnel. The Chava did not know the whole story, what had happened. He saw that they both of them went in, he went underneath the water, and he's not coming out. So he waited as long as it'll take for a person to live underwater, 3 hours. No, if he was there 3 hours, he didn't come out, so he's dead. So he came, the Chava went and told in the house, Nebuch, the tragedy that occurred, that he died. The next day, when the sun came out, and he's in the tunnel, now he sees light, now he sees the end of the tunnel. V'hikir pischa shel mechila, he comes to his house, he sees there's a big hespit. They were maspit him, he's dead. He came, he heard his own hespit. Omar Rebbe kama gdoilem divrei chachomim sheomru mayim sheyesh lam soiv ishtay muteres she'ein lahem soiv ishtay asura. They said, ein lam soiv is ishtay asura. So memele, let's be afraid of a tunnel that the fish had made. So the Gemara answers, so the Meiri explains, Mayim Sheyeshlam Soif is not such a great body of water. That means if a person is standing on one side and he can see the whole water, the whole body of water, and he sees ground on all four sides, it's not a large body of water. If it's not a large body of water, So there are not many fish in this water. There's not many fish. They won't make a tunnel that a person could go into the tunnel. Which is a tremendous body of water. So they could be a mechila shel dogim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, lemechila shel dogim, shechoytetim, the fish dig out, somoch lesfas hano, near the banks of the river, bein lemato min hamayim, bein lemailo min hamayim, they dig out a tunnel. Part of the tunnel is underwater level, and part of the tunnel is over the water level. Ve'ein mismal is kula, doesn't get full of water. Ve'oda manich nasham, a person who enters this tunnel, magbiya tzavore b'soich ha'more, he can lift up his head. There's a chelik of the tunnel that is not the tunnel is not completely filled with water. Yeah. Leichish lemechila v'shem eliyemocha yotza v'holach. So the Gemara says that Maim Sheshlam Saif is no Mechila. That's Shchiach. Omar Ravashi. Ho Domri Rabbonon. Maim Sheshlam Saif Ishto Yasure. Because we're afraid he got out of this water further down and we didn't see him. Hani Mili Be'inish Da'alma. That's a plain person. Avol Tzuvim Rabbonon. But if this person who drowned was a Talmud Chochem, he said the Solik Kola Isla. If he got out of the water, so Mamela, wherever he ended up in, he's a famous person. He's a Tzuba Merabonon, so we Zicha would have heard about it, that this Talmud Chochem got out on this island. Kola Isla. So Memele, so if he's a tzuva mirabonon, we didn't hear anything, that's a raya is takedet. The loyi, the Gemara says it's not true, we don't pass no etabashi. Loishne nishtalme, loishne tzuva mirabonon. The eved in, if they got married, so then you're allowed to remain married. By my machine, lame slave. Lachatchile, you're not loy. Lachatchile, you're not allowed to. That means we don't paskin like Ravashi. What does Taisva say? V'loihi loishna tzuva mirabono. V'af al gav, so Taisva says, durubayu tzuva mirabono isolik kole islei. Ravashi is very correct. That's Mustama 80% of the Talmidei Chachomim who are famous, if they got out of the water, we'll hear about it. We don't reckon with that roiv. That means that there's a chomer of Eishes Ish, that even though by all these surim we rely on roiv, by Eishes Ish we don't rely on roiv. So just like by a goises, we will not rely on roiv, even though roiv goises in Lamise, we will not be mater his wife. Suadin, even though we have here, really there's a double roiv over here, the Gilya Mashoz Moira. Because roiv maim sheim bem soif, he dies side by side. Nafilu the miut, that he's nitzel, but if he would be nitzel, so we'd have heard about it. Afal pikein, we don't rely on this roiv, and we are not Martha's wife to get married. Tanya Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Pam achas hayisi mahalach besfine, v'reisi sfina achas shenishbaro. He was in a ship, and he saw another ship broke. V'yisi mitztair al Talmud Chochem shebo. I know there was a Talmud Chochem in that ship, and Nebuch the ship broke. Umonoi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was in the other ship, and I witnessed that the ship broke. V'chsholisi biyaboshe. When I got up on the shore, Bo the Yosha Vidon Lafonai Baloche. Rabbi Kiva comes over to me and he's done. He talks to me in Aloch. Amarti loy bni mi helucho. How did you get out of the ocean? The ship broke. How did you get out? Omali, so he told me, daf shel sfina nizdaminli, that a board of the sfina, that there was a board of the sfina that was floating. The cholgal vigal shebolai, and there were waves that were coming. And if I would have kept my head up, they would have hit me in the face, and I would have either fallen off the board or drowned from the impact. Nenesi leiroishi, so when I saw a wave coming, I put my head down. So the wave did not hit me. I went underneath the wave. So the Gemara says, it's Amir de Kalimud, Mikan omru chachomim, im yavoyu rishoyim al odom, if rishoyim come to fight with a person, yinaneyu leiroishi, let yourself be pushed away. Don't fight them. Let yourself be pushed away. That's how you'll be able to continue to exist. Omarti boisa sho. So Rabbi Gamliel said, then I said, kama gedoilam divrei chachomim. Shomru maim sheyesh lam soif muteres, maim sheyin lam soif asura. Tanya omar Rabbi Kiva. Now we have a memory of Rabbi Kiva. Pamacha seyisi malach besfina. I was going in the sfina. Berisi sfina acha shemeturefes bayom. That one sfina was meturef bayom. Vayisi mitztair al talmud chochem shebo moni Rab Meir. Rab Meir was in that sfina and that sfina was meturef bayom. Shalisi lemdine kaputkiye. So he went to the Medina of Kaputkia, Bov Yoshev Adon Lofani Balochi, Rab Meir came over to me. Omarti loy bni mi halucho, how did you get out of the yam? Omali, so Rab Meir told him, Gal tirdeini lechaveroi, that one wave pushed me onto the next wave. V'chaveiroi l'chaveiroi ad shekiyani liyaboshe, till the last wave pushed me out on the shore. Amarti b'yisei shor kam gdoilam divrei chachomim she'omru maim sheyesh lam soif ishtei muteres maim she'en lam soif ishtei asura. There's a meiridike loshen of the Meiri on this Gemara. The Meiri says, Kamo in yonim mitzuyim b'mayim she'en lam soif. There are many things that can occur b'mayim she'en lam soif. Shatzolosoi shel odom mizumenes al yodom b'rachmei shamayim. With rachmei shamayim, a person can be nitzel b'mayim she'en lam soif. Tana Rabo. Nofal de guvarois, a person fell into a boil full of lions. Ain meiden olof. You can't say eidus that he's dead. A person can be together with lions and could be they're not hungry then. Lechafuro meleya nechoshim vakrabim. But what if he fell into a place that's full of nechoshim vakrabim? Meiden olof. Then he's dead. No shall about it. Rabbi Yude ben Seira oimer, af lechafurim alein nechoshim vakrabim idem olof. Chayshinon shema chobahu. Maybe he's able to, what? Appease them, yeah? V'tanekame agav itzitze maskele. So let us see what Rashi says. So the wave went over me. Don't stop fighting with Rishoy. She knows how to appease them. So the Gemara Tanakama says, Agav, it's that means he was speaking about a chafire that's malay in the choshim v'akrabim, and he's stepping on top of them. It's a small place, and it's full of nechoshim akrabim, If you're stepping on their toes, that you won't appease them. There's nothing but to talk about. They'll take care of you before you appease them. That's by Nechoshim Vakrabim. Aval Guv Arayis Rochevu. This is the Arayis. It's not a small area. It's a big area. Beinoy Medalayim. He's not standing on top of them. He's not stepping on their toes. Upomim Sheinim Revim. Sometimes they're not hungry. Beinoy Chlunoysoy. So a guv shel arayis is no raya, but a chafirish or nechoshim could be then the zicha dead. Agav uche, the maral in Parshas Vayeshev, he asks a kasha by Reuven, it says, v'yatzileyu miyodom, and the Gemara says, boy reik ein boy mayim, mayim ein boy, avu nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy, and the Gemara Yevamah says, may Edom, no love, you can say, Edis, that he's dead. What was the Yetzilei Miyodom? So the Maral says, the Gemara says in Yevamah, Meleya Nechoshim Vakrabim. If it's Meleya, he's dead. That's what our Gemara says. Here it says, Abereik, Ein by Man, there were Nechoshim Vakrabim. But who says it wasn't Meleya Nechoshim Vakrabim? It wasn't Meleya. So then you could live.